I'm sitting in that office. I have pen in hand. You never had that before.
The Senate Majority Leader would like to hold a vote on a repeal-only bill, but the president saying...
The people of this country need more than a repeal. They need a repeal and a replace.
As for the president's travel ban, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on it October 10th. The High Court ruling the ban will be allowed to stay in place during the legal challenges, but some of those previously banned, such as grandparents, will be allowed to enter. And O.J. Simpson will find out tomorrow whether he'll be released this fall, some 9 years after he was sent away for robbery, kidnapping, and assault. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
As every farmer knows, each season has the potential for greatness. And no soybean seed packs potential quite like Asgro Roundup Ready to Extend. Powered by 100% exclusive Asgro genetics and backed by the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, Asgro combines the yield you want with the weed control you need. For more information, visit asgro.com/RR2X. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Bill Dobson Ford is having a summer sale down.
Summer sale downs. Ford just announced 0% financing for 72 months
and a $1,000 rebate on select models. The selection of news has never been better. The deals have never been hotter. Get $12,000 in discounts on a new F-150. Bill Dobson is clearing the lot to make room for the new 18s that are rolling in. The deals are sizzling hot at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
At Menards, home improvement means saving big because right now you'll get an 11% rebate on everything in the store, even sale items. Get a roof that's built to last with Menards Residential Steel Roofing. It's hail, wind, and fire resistant. Menards Residential Steel is the last roof you'll ever need. Start saving with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices now at Menards. Good through July 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Smoke and Vittle Filmworks, a team of native Vincennians who make movies, are hosting a fundraiser for their new project, a coming-of-age comedy drama called For Roots, which is to be shot throughout Knox County. At the party, there will be Bill Bob's Pizza, a cash bar, and music by California King and the Moonstars. The $10 cover will go toward the film's budget. It's all happening Saturday, July 22nd at the Riverfront Pavilion, downtown Vincennes. Doors open at 7 p.m.
The Knox County Fair is going on now in Bicknell, Indiana, with carnival rides, vendors, food, and more. Tonight at 8 p.m. in the grandstands is the hog wrestling event. Gather all your family and friends and head down to the hog wrestling tonight at the Knox County Fairgrounds.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now, 800-368-0123, 800-368-0123, 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Helping seniors enjoy fitness with this community event on WAOV. Generations offers an enhanced fitness class from 11:30 to 12:30 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the lower level of the PE complex at Vincennes University. The first class is free, so bring a friend. For more information, call Generations at 800-742-9002 for enhanced fitness classes at Vincennes University Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Weather being brought to you by Vincent's Truck Supply. When you need trailer hitches, balls, electrical plug-ins, or other trailer components installed to pull campers or trailers, head out to Vincent's Truck Supply, just 3 miles north of Vincent's on Highway 41.
Here's your WAOV weather forecast. Partly cloudy the rest of the afternoon, high 91 degrees and a 20% chance of a thundershower. Low 73 degrees tonight. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 97, low 75. Partly cloudy with a high of 97 and a low of 76 on Friday. Sunny on Saturday, high 97, low 75. And on Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, high 93. Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named a Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And welcome. It's Wednesday, 3 o'clock hour, so that means it's Ask the Designer here on 97.7 FM, AM 1450 WAOV. You can also listen to us on NewsKnoxCounty.com. Just click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can hear us there. We also would like for you to send in questions to us. You can do that by clicking on that logo as well. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and joining me today is Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, thanks for joining us again today.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it's a little muggy out today, but we're hard at it here in the studio. And today, Greg, what's our topic?
We're going to talk about how to survive a remodel or a renovation. That's always a challenge for people. They're excited about it. They've planned it. They've got it ready to go, and then they run into problems.
Okay, so what are some of the tips and ideas that we can start out with? What's the number one thing that we should be thinking about?
The key to remodel success is proper communication. You've got to know who's going to do what and who is going to be responsible for what. As the project progresses, those stresses pile up. The guy can't be here to install the cabinet until the plumbing's ready. The plumber can't be there because the carpenter's not done with his part. And it's kind of like keeping all the plates spinning in the circus.
Sure.
Again, you know, if you have a designer running your project, you can eliminate a lot of those worries for yourself because you've got them to talk to. And the communication, I find it, even on my end, the communication is the key. You know, if there's a problem, you've got to go to the homeowner and talk about it and immediately address it and say, okay, here's what, you know, what's our plan? Or in most cases, what's the backup plan?
Very good, very good. And we've talked before about, you know, some of the myths of using a designer. It's too expensive. I can't afford that. But really, honestly, when you're looking at a project like this and you're making this kind of an investment in your home, it really is the best value of anything that you're going to do. Because as you mentioned, you as the designer do those coordinations between the contractors and the homeowners and make sure everything's running smoothly. And you always have suggestions of that plan B or plan C or D, whatever it may be.
Right. And the thing that I always assure people when they're going into a project is, number one, you're going to run into problems. Number two, there will be setbacks. That's just in the nature of the beast. Number three, there are things you find when they open up the floor or the wall that you didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those create cost overruns. I always tell people, you know, they plan a project, figure a budget. It's never going to be right. It just never is. And you just need to prepare yourself that, you know, it's going to run anywhere 25 to 50% more than what you plan on.
Yeah, and you mentioned communication is the key in that. And honestly, just what you said is, and making sure that expectation of the homeowner is clear. They know that these things, these pitfalls are going to happen. There are going to be little bumps in the road, and that's okay. You can work through them. Just be prepared for them and what comes about.
Just know that even a designer can't make it go click, 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 click down the way.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, and the other thing you run into, if somebody's building a new home, for example, share. This is a real good example. They say, well, the builder said it would cost this much to build it, okay? Now, that builder doesn't know if you're picking out $1,095 faucets or $250 faucets.
Sure.
So he puts a fictitious number in for faucets. He puts a fictitious number in for light fixtures. He puts a fictitious number in for floor covering. He puts a fictitious number in for everything that's going to go into that house. Okay? Then the owner, when they get to the point they need to know it, go pick out what you want for the bathroom.
Okay.
Now, he's figured $100 tub. The lady wants a bigger tub. It's $250 more. When the end of the bill gets there, that's happened in every category, and they go, well, we don't know how this happened. Well, they didn't know what they were allowed.
Sure.
So, you know, what the designer does is take those figures and says, okay, this is what he's allotted. And they go, well, why didn't he allot more than that? Well, he's trying to get the job to build your house.
Right.
He's worried most about the construction. And sometimes he really isn't knowledgeable on prices of some of the other things. Because he just puts a value in there.
Yeah. And, you know, as a builder, you know, you're going with a standard. And if somebody wants an upgrade, you know, that's okay, too. But they've got to understand the upgrade from the standard is going to be money out of their pocket. So
right.
That's, and
exactly.
And that's good that you're there to kind of convey those things back and forth. Between.
Well, it's something I can watchdog for. I can say, you know, do you realize your plumbing's running double what they thought it would be?
Right.
And they go, no.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this all makes sense. I grew up in the transportation industry with NDOT, was there 20 years. My dad was there 23 years before I started. So, you know, when they have projects and you see them out there, you know, they have a project that's bid and they've got all of the data, you know, that they estimate they think it should cost, and the contractor gives the price to build it. But like you say, you run into things and bumps in the road and different issues, and there's going to be some changes. But you do have somebody playing a watchdog that, you know, they put a NDOT personnel on that project to make sure that the contractor's following guidelines, making sure they're doing what they need to do. So it's no different in a home building project.
Or just a remodel. You know, if they're going to redo a bathroom, you know. And all of a sudden they find out that the drain's bad and they tear out the floor and... You know, they realize that the septic system or the pipe to the sewer connection isn't right. And so then you go outside and start digging and working. And
oh, my goodness.
All of a sudden you've ran into several $1,000s more than you planned on.
Yeah. Quickly how that happens.
Right. But if you prepare a plan, you have a backup plan, at least you're prepared for that. And don't be caught off guard. That's the worst part. You know, people don't expect. They think once they decide on what fixtures they want and the contractor's hired, it's going to go boom, boom, boom.
Right.
There's always something that comes up. The wiring's old in that room, or there's always something. So if you have in your head, there's going to be issues when you start and you'll handle them as they come up, then you're not caught off guard. So you're not put off by it. But you expected it, and you can deal with it.
Yeah. I've always heard if you can build a house with somebody or do a major renovation like that and survive that with that person, then you're going to last a lifetime together, because you really do go through the ringer with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I tease couples all the time when I'm hired for a job that I don't charge any extra for the marriage counseling.
There you go. Perfect. So what else would you recommend, or what else can you help share with people today that's important?
You have to understand there's adjustments are going to have to be made throughout this remodeling process. Maybe something you wanted done can't work. Maybe there's not a header over that window. We can't make it bigger or wider. Maybe the header's not in good shape. It has to be replaced. There's another expense to be dealt with.
Okay. Well, that's all good to know. Yeah. And again, managing those expectations are what's important.
And then, you know, be prepared for all these things and be organized and have your list made out of things that are important to you. So that way you can help me understand what's most important to you. I can help you make it go a little bit easier.
Okay. So like, if you want a certain light fixture in a room, or you want a certain sink in the kitchen remodel or something in the bathroom, those are the kind of things that you're talking about, what's important for you out of that project, so then that way you can build around it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that, and right up front, say you're picking out fixtures that are more than your budget. Mm-hmm. So, you know, have you allowed for an overdraft on this project? You know, and what do you want? What do you want to do about it? You
okay.
know?
That's good.
And sometimes they'll say, well, what would you suggest? Well, let's cut back here and do this because that's what you really want. So uh-huh. you kind of make deals back and forth, you know, that you want to get mostly what you want, but not spend it on every nook and cranny.
Trying to keep it within your budget. Yeah.
Right.
And that's great. Again, another reason why a designer is important, because you know those things. You know where you can cut a little, maybe cost, but not losing the value of the item or the
right.
look. So, all right, well, we're going to take our first break, and then, of course, we'll come back and have some more great tips for you.
Not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
Big deals.
Hi, Jenny here from your local Big Deal store. Have you checked this place out yet? We've got gift certificates from dozens of local businesses, all sale priced. I'm talking restaurants, entertainment, car care, and items for your home. And you can shop 24 hours a day from the convenience of your home or from your smartphone. Big Deals. We're kind of a big deal.
Just go to newsknoxcounty.com, click TOC Big Deals, and save.
Deep trouble because they are purposely injecting left-wing politics into sports.
Rush Limbaugh.
They have people doing it, don't know how to do it. I've often said, don't try this, you know, what I do at home. There's like clearly a bunch of rank amateurs over there. If ESPN wants to bring politics back, and if they want to do it right, and if they want to win with it, they should ask me.
Catch the Rush Limbaugh Show right here on 97.7 WAOV.
Here at News Talk WAOV, we try to keep you up to date on what's going on around the city of Vincennes. And we continue that effort with live coverage of Vincennes City Council meetings broadcast in their entirety on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 6 on News Talk WAOV. So when you want to find out what's going on around the city of Vincennes and the things that affect you, listen every second and fourth Monday starting at 6 for live coverage of Vincennes City Council on WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM, 1450 AM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, along with Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Galleries. Greg, thanks again for joining us here for our Ask the Designer show.
Love it.
Yes, yes. We're just moving right along. We're learning all kinds of great stuff. I've learned so much that, you know, I want to go buy a new house and just start redecorating everything from top to bottom, just to find somebody to fund that budget for me to do that is my big project. So right now we're talking about how we can survive, some basic tips on surviving a remodel or a renovation. And so we've talked about a couple. What else do you suggest for us?
Plan to take a break during the remodeling process.
Huh,
about
take a break.
3/4 of the way through, take off for a weekend or take off for a day. And leave the project at home, go do something that you both enjoy doing, relax, and you come back with a whole new mindset because you've gotten away from it. You've lived in it for weeks.
Yes.
You know, you've washed dishes in the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've done all this stuff. You've clean every night. go to a nice spa, relax, get a massage, get a facial, take some time off, have a nice meal, rest, relax. You come home and you go, oh, maybe things aren't as bad as what they think.
Uh-huh.
You know, the other thing I usually do and quite often have, if it's a large project, I'll a lot of times talk the homeowners into going away while we finish and let them come in and the house is totally done.
Oh, how neat. Yeah.
And
I bet that's exciting, and the look on their face has got to be incredible.
It's one of the most exciting things for me, because years ago I was doing a whole house. This lady had wanted her living room and dining room redone. It was an L-shaped room. And so we had the painting done. So we went in, and in a day's time, we changed the carpet, put all the furniture in, all the accessories, hung the pictures, hung the drapery. And when she came home that evening from, she'd been in school all day. She left at 6 that morning for school. She'd been in school all day. Then she went out with friends for dinner. She got home about 7:30 that night, and I was sitting on her couch. Everybody was gone except me. Had some nice music playing. The lights were all lit and everything. And she and her husband walked in, and she started jumping up and down like a little kid, clapping her hands and squealing, you know. That's the pleasure that you get when you're a designer. When somebody's that thrilled with things, or they come in, they start crying. Usually it's tears of happiness. I've never had anybody break down and cry because they weren't happy.
Good.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
But, you know, then I feel like I've done my job. I've put everything together that they wanted. I've given them what they need. I've fulfilled that desire for a pretty home, a nice home. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I usually always say home. Mm-hmm. I don't say a house.
Mm-hmm.
Because a house to me is a museum. And I don't do museums. I do homes. I like to make a nest for the people that live there.
Well, yeah, you want them. I mean, everybody wants a home that you can live in. And you may have a formal sitting room that's a little more pristine, if you will. But, you know, most people want to live in their home. And that's comfort. When I think of home, I think cozy, warm, snuggle, cuddle, you know, that kind of comfort and peace in a house and in a home. So yeah, I get that.
We all need those rooms you entertain in that people walk in, and you know, if you get caught off guard, don't know somebody's dropping by or something, it's nice to have that little sitting room that's always kind of in, kept up, mm-hmm. and just kind of pristine, and then you can set them down there and they don't see dirty dishes sitting in the sink.
Yeah, but you know
what we have to realize is we all live in the same, everybody lives the same way. We all have a messy bedroom at times. We all mm-hmm. have a messy bathroom at times. We all have a messy kitchen at times. That is just a fact of life. But if you plan these areas accordingly, it might be a little messy, but it's going to be easy to clean, easy to take care for. You know, if you use the, you know, you don't have to do a lot of upkeep if you invest in your surroundings properly. And this is another thing that the designer does. We teach them how to invest their money, you know, wisely, so that they've got something that is longevity, you know. Delta faucets, for example, mm-hmm. have a lifetime warranty, and many people don't realize that.
No, I didn't.
So if something goes wrong with it, my kitchen faucet in my own home, for example, is 18 years old, and I've had two problems with it. And each time I wrote to Delta, gave them the model number, and they sent me the parts to have it fixed free. They won't pay the labor.
Sure.
But the parts have cost me nothing. So I've not had to replace any faucet in my house in 18 years.
So, yeah, again, working with that designer, you know, those kind of little tricks to the trade, if you will, again, can make sure that what somebody's doing, they're investing their money in a product that's going to be withstanding, and you know, they're going to back their product, and that investment up front is going to definitely hang on through those years.
Right. And well, and the rest of the story is, if people are honest with me and tell me what they're wanting to spend, I can usually guide them to where they need to be. And this is true even with, you know, just furnishings. If they're saying, I want this to, 7 or 8 years. A lot of times I work with people a little older than my age, and they say, I don't need to buy a sofa that's going to last 25 years because I'm 75 years old. I'm probably not going to get the use out of it.
Right.
And there's a great deal of truth to that. That's why we have three different price points of upholstery at Regal Furniture.
Right.
We have good, better, best, and then we can put it in where you need to be for your project.
Very good.
At least we try very hard to.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Anybody who comes into the store, oh my goodness, the options are endless. And like you mentioned, there's a price point for everybody's budget. Again, when you're making that kind of investment in something, you want to keep in mind the longevity of the product that you're getting, and you factor that over the years, and you realize that, that's really a good investment on your part.
I was working with a husband and wife once on a total house redo, and we got down to the bottom line on the thing, and the man looked at the price and thought, he said, wow, he said, this is really expensive,
Yeah.
And I said, yes, and I said, but you're buying quality pieces of furniture.
Right.
Right. I said, how much did you pay for your truck that's sitting out in front of the store? He said, well, $45,000. I said, how many years are you going to drive that? He said, oh, probably 4, maybe 5.
Oh, my.
And I said, and we're looking at a room for $20,000 that you want to have for 20 years.
There you go. That's the way you have to think about it. You have to break that down for the clients to make them understand that it's not out of their price budget. I mean, anybody can do this, and you just have to think about the return on your investment.
Well, and the rest of the story is, what's the price on comfort?
Well, true.
I sat a man down in a chair, and he goes, well, this is too small. Well, yeah, but that's what you're going to get for the price you want to pay.
True.
If you want the luxury of a bigger chair and all the toots and whistles on it, you're going to pay more for it. Just like if you buy a model car that is the basic, just basic model, or if it has electric windows and power seats and, all
that's
this
right.
stuff. So
that's right.
It works the same way in furniture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've been talking about tips that we can share with listeners about going through a remodeling project or a renovation. A lot of great help. I love the one that talked about taking a break and, getting a breath of fresh air and coming back. That's a great time. Just when you think you're at your breaking point that you can't handle one more day of the project,
Or one more piece of dust or one more floor to wipe up or sweep up.
Or wash the dishes in the bathtub one more time. Yeah.
Right.
Take that trip and get a break. So are there any other helpful hints that would be good to keep in mind when we're doing a project like this?
When you work with a painter, for example, again, communication is the key. If you hire the painter through a designer or something like that, that helps you because you'll know you're going to get the quality. And the other thing, whenever you're working with painters or any repair person in a project, is you want to make sure that they're bonded and insured.
Definitely.
Because if they're not bonded and insured and they fall and hurt themselves in your home, you're liable insurance-wise.
Yeah.
So, this is something that a lot of people don't understand. They may have a little jack of all trades, as they call it, to come and do this or that, but heaven help him if he falls off the roof, putting the shingle up, and you've got a major lawsuit, going against you.
Absolutely. Well, and if they're bonded and insured, that they are, they invest themselves in their company. They are a legitimate business, and if something goes on and they don't finish the job, you do have some recourse there to try to get somebody else to come in and finish, and you're not just out that money. So that's a good thing as well. All right. Well, it is the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Commissioners are considering four proposal requests from companies interested in a county bridge project. The proposals are for repairing the bridge on Old U.S. 41 near the CSX railroad tracks just south of Oaktown. The bridge is currently under a six-ton load limit. The repair projects being funded by both local and state dollars. Also, a pre-final inspection was made yesterday toward reopening the bridge spanning the White River between Knox and Davies counties. The bridge is a replacement of the old bridge crossing of the river north of U.S. 50. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management issued an air quality action day. It's forecasting high ozone levels in southwest, southeast, and central Indiana. Affected area counties include Knox, Davies, Dubois, Gibson, Green, Pike, Vandenberg, and Posey counties. Vincenza's Ellie Barmas will be leaving for Orlando, Florida Friday to compete for the title of America's Outstanding Teen. Barmas qualified for the national competition by winning the Indiana's Outstanding Teen contest last month. The Miss America and America's Outstanding Teen winners will be named on Saturday, July 29th. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee reporting for WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag, today's Wednesday closing farm market report. Once again, the corn and bean markets rally but fall short of closing on the day's highs. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. Nevertheless, a good up move in the corn market, over a nickel higher. September, 382.5, up a nickel and a half. December, 396.25. March corn goes to 407, both contracts up a nickel and a half. A dime and a quarter higher, August and September beans, with August at 9.99¾, September 10.04, Novi beans 10.12½, up a dime and three quarters. And September wheat 5.03, losing three quarters of a point. Live cattle, October, up $2 today at 118.87. October lean hogs, 68.80, up 92. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
More intrigue about Paul George. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Despite being traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder nearly 3 weeks ago, the Paul George news continues to dominate the headlines. The most recent one, a Paul George to the Cleveland Cavaliers trade, was closer to happening than many thought. Acting Cavaliers GM Colby Altman was said to have been so close to the deal, the Pacers almost gave George permission to speak to the Cavs owner Dan Gilbert over the phone. Pacers instead sent George to the Thunder in exchange for Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis. The story coming from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Michael Wacha fired a complete game three hitter as the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Mets 5-0 on Tuesday night. Wacha struck out eight, issued one walk to go to 7-3 on the season. Cardinals would go for three wins in a row coming up later today. And a big inning by the Durham Bulls put enough distance between them and the Indianapolis Indians. The Bulls topped the Tribe in Durham 5-1 last night. That's a check of sports. I'm Tom Lee reporting for WAOV Sports. This WAOV community announcement presented by First Vincent Savings Bank, your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank. Member FDIC. The Vincennes Historical Antiquarian Society announces auditions for the USO show, Vincennes Stage Door Canteen. The auditions July 20th and 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. at the George Rogers Clark National Park Visitor Center on 2nd Street in Vincennes. More information, contact the Spirit of Vincennes Incorporated.
Here's your WAOV weather forecast. Partly cloudy the rest of the afternoon, high 91 degrees and a 20% chance of a thundershower, low 73 degrees tonight. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 97, low 75. Partly cloudy with a high of 97 and a low of 76 on Friday. Sunny on Saturday, high 97, low 75. And on Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, high 93.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM, 1450 AM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company, and I'm joined with Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, remind us again how we can get a hold of you.
Oh, give me a call at 812-886-4444, or come visit us at 4th and Bessrin. Look around the showroom, and I'm glad to talk to you there and talk about your room and what you need.
Excellent, excellent. And a couple of weeks ago, you had that big firecracker sale and lots of great deals and specials. Do you have any of those left there?
We got a little bit left. I'm going to extend that sale to the end of the month, so people need to come in, look around. We've got some great pictures and lamps on sale and some furniture pieces.
I was impressed by how many, you know, unique, neat lamps that you had, and starting at $15. And
little accent lamps at
$15. Yeah, yeah, and the pictures you've got, I mean, you have work in anything, bathrooms, kitchens, family rooms, all kinds of stuff, starting at $25. So lots of great stuff in there on sale. So definitely go in and check that out. And honestly, your prices all the time. You have great prices on your furniture, and there's always something for everybody and a price point for everyone.
Right. We try to work it that way.
Yes, yes. And, of course, we want to make sure and mention the gift gallery is always a great place to go if you're looking for that birthday gift, bridal shower, baby shower, any day gift, but especially bereavement. You've got a huge selection of bereavement items.
We just got some new bereavement pieces in. So
very nice.
You know, people might want to come by and check that out.
Yeah, and free wrapping.
Free gift wrap.
And free
for the gift shop.
And free delivery for bereavement items.
That's right.
Here locally. So that's...
We'll deliver to Lawrenceville, Washington, any place in Knox County, and there's no delivery charge.
Wow, that's great. That's a great deal. You can't beat that for sure. So here, Ask the Designer is our show here on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. We would love to hear from you. You can... reach us by going to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and there's a form there you can fill out and send in. You can ask us a specific question about design or interior or furniture or anything like that. Or if it's just a topic you'd like us to discuss, you know, we're always up for something good to talk about. So just send in your idea for that. You can listen to us through the streamer on the website. Just click on it there. Or even better, if you've missed a show, don't miss our shows, but we record them, and they're on the archive, so you can always go back and listen to our topics, and that's pretty great, too, because it's always just a few clicks away, and all this information's always available, so that's great. That's great. That's great. So we've been talking about tips on surviving a remodel and renovation. We just started talking about working with a painter. So what do listeners need to know, Greg, about working with painters?
Okay, if you're gonna select your own painter, you need to know the paint that you want to use and the color. So don't swamp yourself with samples. Pick out a few samples. If you go and pick up 14 color cards, you're in trouble because you're already undecided on what you want.
Right.
And then it's really a bigger problem. Then also on the paint, you know, it's once you choose that color, it's a good idea to get a sample done. Many of the paint places give you a small sample. We'll make a small sample of that color for you.
Uh-huh.
You can put it up on the wall and kind of imagine it in the entire room. You know, now, of course, this is a project if you're doing it, you know, if you're doing it yourself. If you're working with a designer, the way you get prepped for this is tear out magazine pictures, collect things that really appeal to you. So you can give the designer an idea of the effect you want. If you like faux finishes, we'll talk about those in another show. If you want accent walls, different things like that, you know, we'll be talking about all these things. But you need to, before you talk to the designer, you need to formulate an idea of where you want to be, where you want to go with this. You want light walls, dark walls, medium walls. What is the basis of your plan, you know? And the designer needs to know what you're going to keep, too.
Okay.
If you say, I really want to keep this piece of furniture in the room, I need to know what color that is. I can't give you ideas on color. I haven't seen what you've got
for
the room.
Right. And again, remind listeners that just because you're going to do a remodel or a revamp on a room doesn't mean you throw everything out the window and start new. You can keep pieces, one piece, several pieces, whatever. You as a designer can work with that and incorporate it into the room and then add that fresh new coat of paint, carpet, wall covering, right, or drapes or whatever, and make it all blend.
And remember, so another way to survive the remodel, remember samples are exactly that. They're a sample of the color, like a paint chip.
Mm-hmm.
The fabric is a sample of the color and the texture in the fabric. The sample of the wood tone or the tile or the wall covering is a sample. It's going to vary a little bit from your actual order when you get it. So you have to expect those, that samples are exactly that. They're samples. You can't say, well, this was a little bit more beige than this, than what I got.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can do that. And I have done that in some cases when I was doing drapery that we need an exact color on, because I can go to my drapery people and say, I need a swatch of the actual fabric you've got in stock. I'm matching a color,
okay,
that's what I do. Then I reserve that yardage, and that yardage is used to produce the drapery.
That's true, because when you're looking at, I mean, even carpet or fabric for furniture, it's that particular bolt that's made that exact same way. When you go into that next bolt of material or that next roll of carpet, it may be just a bit different because the dyes blend at a different rate, or, you know, just pick up just a little bit different of a tone. So yeah, that is very important to remind. And another tip that I remember that we've learned over the shows is that when you're looking at those samples, whether it's the paint or the flooring, you want to put them where they go. You want to put the paint,
right,
on the wall, and you want it to be in the room or the lighting the way it's going to be. And the same with the flooring, you want to put it on the floor, so that way you can actually see what it should look like every day when it's complete. You want that natural lighting to hit it, and so you can see it in the actual manner it's,
right,
going to look every,
right,
day.
And
so,
the other thing is, you want to look at it not only in daylight, but you want to look at it at night.
Oh, true. I didn't think about that.
Because sometimes that lighting changes at night, and you can get a totally different color, particularly with paint. Paint is one that really changes. I've seen lots of people call me up and say, I got this taupe paint for my living room, and at night it looks pink.
Because of the artificial light,
right,
is changing that. Well, and I bet, too, in today, I mean, because, you know, now we're all becoming more green and using those LED light bulbs, you can see a big difference in the way things look between the LED light bulbs and just the old standard light bulbs that we used to use. So it gives a completely different,
right,
color,
right,
effect as well.
Well, and if you use the LEDs that are more daylight light,
mm-hmm,
type of bulb, you're better off with your colors.
Okay.
Because if you use the true LED, that's a blue light.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that blue light will really change your colors.
Okay.
You know.
That's a good point.
A lot of times, you know, It will change colors enough that you have to take it to another room and see that it's really what was there before. it can change a great, great deal.
That's interesting.
So you have to be very, very, you have to be very, very careful with that.
Yeah, good to know. And so what are some tips on getting ready to paint a room? If we're going to do this ourselves, because there's a lot of people who are do-it-yourselfers, and that's,
right,
great. They're talented.
Right.
That would not be Cher. But what are some things that they need to keep in mind, get prepared before they tackle this project?
Number one, you wash down the walls and the woodwork if you're going to paint the entire room.
Ah, okay.
You paint the ceiling first.
Okay.
Because you don't want to drip any paint down onto the wall,
sure,
that you've just painted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's terms that you kind of need to think about terms like cutting in, that's drawing, that's painting a fine line between your ceiling and the wall,
mm-hmm,
to get that exact line along there. A lot of people use painter's tape for that if you're doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of recommend that because it is an easy way to do it. I'm not a do-it-yourselfer. I know how to do all these things. I know what you're supposed to do. my talent lies in the planning, not the doing.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, I don't fall in that do-it-yourself category. But there are lots of things that you need to know about as far as, you know, if you use an angled cut brush, if you're going to cut in a line,
mm-hmm.
it gives you a smoother finish. If you're painting with a roller, you know, douse your roller in the paint, but then paint a W or an M on the wall someplace that you're going to roll over so you get the excess paint off the roller.
Oh, okay.
That way then you're ready to start providing a smooth surface. Always paint around the woodwork and the baseboard and around the woodwork, around the windows and everything first.
Okay.
Because you can't roll your roller right up to the edge of it.
Right.
So, you know, you need to put a couple inches around all the windows. There's where you use your flat brush.
Okay.
You know, to give you a good little line of paint. Be sure to use tarps on the floor if you're not replacing the carpet. Because you think, well, I won't get anything on the floor.
Then
you kick the paint bucket over and you go, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, guilty. Then the fight breaks out.
Guilty, yes, yes. That was in my first home, and I had a pan of paint on the ladder, you know, the little mm-hmm. platform
tray.
That sticks out there, you know, and I'm great. I'm doing this. I'm just rocking it. And, you know, I had my son was little at the time, and I hear him crying. I climb down the ladder, and next thing I know, I come back, and there's the paint pan upside down in the middle of the bedroom floor on the carpet. So, yeah, that's when all my family decided that Cher was not allowed to paint anymore, especially unsupervised. So, yeah, you definitely want to use the tarp. It's, you know, cheap, and it protects that carpet.
Yeah, you can buy plastic ones today. You fold them up, throw them away when you're done. And, you know, it just makes life much, much easier, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing, you know, take your outlet covers off before you paint.
Okay.
If you have a light fixture that has a base on it, take it off so you can get your paint all the way up to where the box is.
Okay.
You know, if you can do that conveniently. If you're doing doors and so on, remove the hinges and the knob.
Ah, yes, yes.
So you get a nice coat on your door. Buy good quality paint. It paints easier, spreads easier, covers better.
So you're using less.
Yes, you're using less paint.
Gotcha.
All those things. Let's see. What am I forgetting?
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there's this. I've heard both ways. So you're painting your room,
mm-hmm.
and you have your walls one color. You're painting your trim in another color. Do you paint the trim around the door to match what you're painting the baseboard?
The trim around the door?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you paint the door? If you paint the door, what color do you paint the door? Because I'm hearing you leave the door the natural wood. And then I've heard you leave the trim around the door the same as it's always been because it's the natural wood and matches the door. Then I've heard you paint the trim around the door, but you don't paint the door. So what's the best way to go?
Okay. You want to look at the entire room, and is it painted or is it stained?
Okay.
If the bulk of it's painted, then you should paint the door.
Okay.
And paint the woodwork around the door.
Okay.
You know. If the windows are stained and the door is stained, you can get away with leaving the door stained.
Okay.
And then the rest of the woodwork's painted, I would still paint the wood around the door.
Okay. So you keep that trim kind of all the same?
As much as possible.
Okay.
You know, unless you've got really a hodgepodge.
Sure.
And then, you know, and I don't often say this, but if you've got a real hodgepodge of different finishes on all the different spots, paint it all.
Okay.
The same.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Well, that's the last time my sister painted. That's kind of one of the things we talked about is do you paint it, do you not paint it, and with the doors being, you know, the stain, do you paint the trim, that kind of thing. So that's good to know. I'll share that with her. Hopefully she's listening, but if not, I'll be sure and let her know later. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our final break. And when we return, we got a few more tips and, of course, questions. So stay tuned.
Wasn't your house settling? The second creak confirms that. Each sound is seconds apart, separated by the hiss of a hand sliding up the banister. This is not your imagination. This is happening right now. Someone is in your house and less than 10 steps from you and your baby's crib. Wishing you had a way to defend your child? Get it at galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com.
Not available in all states. Hey, Tracy. Heard you started your own business.
Yep, a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robot...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, my robots deliver 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers in high-traffic locations. And Reese and Irvy's provides everything we need to succeed.
And the robots do the work?
They work, so I don't have to.
How can I get my own robots?
Simply go to froyofranchising.com, enter promo code 2222, and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2222.
Discover Grant County, Indiana's Garfield Trail. Statues of Garfield, the lasagna-loving cat. Honor Garfield's creator, Jim Davis, a Grant County native. Snap a selfie with Fit for Life Garfield in the award-winning Gardens of Matter Park. Get details at showmegrantcounty.com. Grant County, Indiana. Classic cool.
Your Indiana adventure is near. Come to Grant County this year.
Better sleep makes you better at work, play, and school. Purchase a select Beautyrest mattress at the Beautyrest Back to School Savings Event and make your bed a smart bed for just $99 with a Beautyrest Sleep Tracker Monitor. It's designed to help you monitor your sleep, understand your sleep, and fix your sleep. Beautyrest Back to School Savings. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM, AM 1450, WAOV studios, NewsKnoxCounty.com. You can listen to us live by clicking on Ask the Designer link. You can listen to us live there. You can listen to previously aired shows. And more importantly, you can send us questions about what you want to talk about, topic ideas, or questions you may have about your home or project renovation that you're coming up. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, joined by Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Western Streets here in downtown Vincennes. And every Wednesday, you can tune in and hear us here on the 3 o'clock hour. Of course, all week we have live shows when there aren't Cardinal games. Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark show. Wednesdays, of course, the favorite show, Ask the Designer. Thursdays, the lawyers, and Fridays, the Bow Wow Meow Hour. So lots of great things that talk about going on here in our community. And, Greg, again, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Oh, just give me a call at 812-886-4444.
And if you can't stop into the store Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Greg also makes evening appointments. So
that's right.
You know, don't worry about if you've got a crazy schedule. Greg works around that and finds a way to make that all work. Today's segment, we've been talking about tips on preparing for a renovation, a remodel, working with painters, preparing to paint. Any other tips or ideas that you want to share with listeners, Greg?
I just want to reinforce the idea that no project, no matter how much you plan or how long you work on, will go smooth as silk. It just does not happen. There's always those unknowns that pop up their ugly head in the middle of the renovation, the start of the renovation, or at the end of the renovation that runs you time over, runs your budget over, causes these problems, causes stress. You know, just realize that, you know, this is a project. The end result will be great, but there's going to be some bumps along the way.
That's great. And that's one of the fantastic things about hiring a designer is you manage this project. You know, and you coax things out of the client that maybe they don't even realize that they want to incorporate or that they don't want to incorporate. You manage the expectation of what the client should be expecting out of the project,
from the contractors and the overall look. And that's why hiring a designer for these kind of projects are so important. And I don't think listeners realize it's very simple to do and it's affordable. If somebody was to hire you and wanted you to come out, Greg, what could they expect?
Well, we'll go to the home for an hour. And we'll charge a $50 fee for that hour. Basically, it just covers the time to get there and back and wear and tear on a vehicle. So it makes it affordable for anybody that needs help. And we've had people come in and a lot of times ask for help, and we go out and they'll go, wow, I got a lot more information than I expected. So
yeah, and that's not just furniture. I mean, you can do that for furniture, but at Regal, you offer the full package. You can help them with picking out flooring,
right.
Window treatments.
We do all our own window treatments. I've got a very talented lady in companies that I work with that anything I draw they can make. So most of our window treatments are original in design and scale. And I enjoy the window treatments, so it's always fun to come up with something different.
Yeah.
Challenge.
Yeah. Well, and it's amazing the different options that are available in today's world and the different materials and fabrics and prints and textures. It's just amazing. And remind me again, my favorite shades that are in there. What are those called again?
The Genesis shades.
The Genesis. Those are so cool because what I like about it is it doesn't totally black out everything. You can still see through it, but it's amazing how much those blinds and shades block out the sun and the heat. So right now, with the way the weather is and it's so darn hot, it really is a blessing. And as we're learning, everything that we do on these projects, furniture, paint, carpet, whatever it is, it's a total investment. It's not just for that one item. I mean, it really is a great investment of your money, and it is a wise investment by doing those things.
Right. Well, and the Genesis shades helps eliminate a lot of fading. You know, hardwood floors are real big right now, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are putting beautiful hardwood floors in, and then they're letting the sun just ruin them because that heat and the light just eats that floor up.
Right. Right. And well, and I mean, we see it like in with the store, you're constantly moving what's on display in those front windows because of the sun coming through, and that way it's
exactly.
not fading any of the fabrics or that kind of thing. So we see that every day. So it's important that people keep that in mind, and a great way of protecting all of that floor, wall, whatever is investing in some quality window treatments.
That's right.
And the great thing is those are made here in Indiana, the company you use.
Right.
And so it's
not only made in USA, but made in Indiana. So we help our economy all around us.
That's right. That's right. We talk about shop local a lot. Heck, shopping in Indiana is even local. So that's a great way that, you know, small businesses are helping one another. And so any final tips or information you want to share on this things to keep in mind?
I'd really like to hear from people about some topics. You know, I keep trying to think up of interesting things to say each week. Greatly appreciate your help. Send us some ideas.
That's right. You can send in your questions about a specific idea or a project that you're working on. You can do that by going to newsknoxcounty.com, click on Ask the Designer logo, fill out the form there and send it in. Or just a topic you'd like to discuss. You can also give Greg a call at 812-886-4444. He'll be glad to talk to you there as well. So again, thanks for joining us this week. We're here every Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour. We'll see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.